This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 2nd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Friday was Eclipse Aviation's 10th annual eRival Owners Meeting in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and those in attendance got some good news and some bad but not surprising news. CEO Vern Rayburn confirmed that after 10 months of market research and gauging reaction to the prototype, Eclipse will go ahead with production of the single-engine Eclipse concept jet. The ECJ was a surprise at Oshkosh, making a theatrical entrance outside the Eclipse tent while a press conference was underway inside. The V-tailed plane will be called the Eclipse 400 when it enters the market, expected in late 2011, at a list price of $1.35 million. Eclipse aims for a full-fuel payload of 580 pounds, with a maximum IFR range of 1,250 nautical miles. The Eclipse 400 will be offered first to customers already on the Eclipse 500 waiting list. Those customers who place deposits by July 25th will also earn a $125,000 discount. So, why would anyone waiting for an Eclipse 500 opt off the list to buy a smaller single-engine jet? Well, for one thing, effective immediately, the price of the 500 expressed in June 2008 dollars has jumped to $2.15 million. 10 years of a sliding U.S. dollar and delays in reaching full production have made the original goal of a very light jet under $1 million a distant memory. Also, Rayburn stressed, quote, Eclipse must be profitable in 2009. Customers who purchased the 500 at $1.595 million and below and who have not yet paid their 50% price deposit will see the price increase. Existing customers will have 90 days to determine whether or not to stay with their current purchase, transfer their deposits to Eclipse 400 orders, or cancel their orders outright and have their deposits refunded. This time, the merger update does not come from nameless sources close to the talks. United Airlines, in a statement to the Arizona Republic, says it will not be merging with U.S. Airways in the near term. The paper reports U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker traveled to Chicago Thursday to appeal to United's Glenn Tilton to keep merger talks alive, but got a polite no. But both sides say the talks could be reopened in the future. United says it will instead discuss options for a marketing alliance with Continental, which in turn has confirmed similar talks with American Airlines and British Airways. If late flights, lost and smashed bags, tarmac strandings, and surprise extra charges have soured you on airline travel, you're not alone. The Travel Industry Association released a survey Thursday revealing that air travelers skipped an estimated 41 million trips over the past 12 months at a cost of more than $26 billion to the U.S. economy. At the top of the list of gripes, inefficient security screening, and flight cancellations and delays. Conducted by Peter D. Hart Research Associates and the Winston Group, the study found nearly 50% saying that the air travel system is not likely to improve in the near future. Perhaps they've heard the FAA wants to wait till 2020 to implement NextGen. TIA President Roger Dow notes 100,000 travelers each day are voting with their wallets by choosing to avoid airline trips. Quote, this landmark research should be a wake-up call to America's policy leaders that the time for meaningful air system reform is now, unquote. The survey questioned 1,003 adults who had taken at least one round trip by air in the last 12 months, and it was conducted the week of May 6th. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Details are still pending in an A320 overrun in Honduras. Discovery will dock today at the International Space Station, and the Phoenix Mars probe may have kicked up ice during its touchdown. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Being Monday, I'll talk with the newest member of the Niagara Frontier Aviation and Space Hall of Fame, CFI Bob Miller. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.